Advantage.
Is your world okay today? Hopefully you've had a good week. You'll have a good day. You'll have a good weekend if you're a Super Bowl fan. To be all excited, our 2020 news quiz has to do with football and the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is being broadcast in Spanish. Is that good news? Good news! Is it?
Football is más bueno por me.
What are you talking about? The Super Bowl is broadcast in like 40 languages.
Yeah, but is it news that it's... I didn't realize.
It's broadcast in
a lot of Spanish,
Japanese,
baseball.
And...
Really?
Oh, sure.
But football to Europeans and Spaniards means soccer, right?
Yes. Right.
Right.
But the Super Bowl is a worldwide event.
Yes, it is true.
I would imagine it's in 30 languages.
Kind of like Groundhog Day.
You're right.
Exactly.
It's a worldwide event. All right, what other good news do we have?
I think the Peruvians eat them, right? The Peruvians eat the groundhogs, right?
Peruvians do? Do they eat groundhogs?
Yeah.
Probably somebody eats them someplace. Let's get to our good news, Rachie, if then we'll get to what Roberta's doing today and what Jennifer is doing. But we have... I'm just going to stop.
Good news is going in your window. Good news is knocking on your window.
According to the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, the U.S. is going to save $5.5 billion by getting rid of the $1 bill and replacing it with a $1 coin. Finally, this is going to happen. Finally. This is going to happen. We waste so much money on things like this. It's incredible how much money the government wastes because of tradition. Is it worth $5 billion a year to have the $1 bill in paper form instead of using a coin?
Yet they keep the penny.
Yeah, that's an
amount. Yeah, right.
Get some kind of an exchange there. Although, yesterday I went to a convenience store to buy a bottle of water as I was driving around. And it was $1.09, and she just charged me $1. I said, I don't have any more change. She says, well, I don't have any change either. Here, take it for $1. So,
well, you made a deal. Who knew?
I did.
What? I can't believe you bought bottled water.
Well, I do.
You know what an attack on the environment that is?
Yeah, but sometimes you need it.
I was thirsty. Thank you very much. All right, next item of interest here. The story of Leonardo DiCaprio this week. Launching his own brand of coffee. Did you see this?
I did.
No,
I
had, really?
We had yesterday. Yeah, it was at DougStefan.com. I think it was yesterday. He has decided that he wants, apparently he's a big coffee drinker, big fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he found a place somewhere in South America to get his own exclusive coffee beans. And all the money, all the profits, all the dough will go to various environmental charities that he supports. And regardless of... how you look at that sort of thing, it still has to be. I think it's good. Nothing wrong.
So instead
that.
Of a cup of Joe, you get a cup of Leo.
A cup of Leo. Yeah,
that's a good cup.
Yeah. All right. It's let's see what else we got here that's good. The first time Super Bowl is being streamed online this year. Who thinks that's a good idea? Apparently, it's got a lot of
great
support.
Idea.
Watch it on a computer, or even on your smartphone.
Yeah, for some reason you have to work or can't be somewhere in front of a TV.
Sure. Yeah, right. Okay. I'm trying to take the pulse of those who are participants here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. A Kansas lawmaker introducing a bill to make the Cairn Terrier, C-A-I-R-N, the kind of dog that was in the Wizard of Oz. Is that what it's called? A Cairn Terrier?
Let's just call it Toto.
Toto. A Toto dog.
Right.
A Toto doggo. The breed of dog that Toto from The Wizard of Oz was is one of these terriers. So they're making it the official dog of the state of Kansas. That sounds like big news, huh? Where's that?
He's not in Kansas anymore.
No, you got to know that today.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Here's some good news about your children. The more exercise your child has, his grades are related directly to it. In other words, Exercise boosts a child's academic performance because of the blood going to the brain or a lot of other things. Did you know, Richie, your kids get a lot of exercise?
Tons.
Tons. And they are smart, do well, right?
Yeah.
In school? Yeah.
But are you trying to say that there are no heavy, smart people?
No. I didn't say that. A lot of heavy people do a lot of exercising.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
but
that's
But they
true,
see
no.
a direct correlation between
yes.
being fit and...
Between being...
You're
no,
using
right
your brain
no, 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 no. That's not what it says. It is exercise. You can exercise and not be thin. You exercise, you can be muscular, you can be big, you can do... You know, a lot of people that exercise, it's getting the blood around. If I'm learning nothing else from my EECP experience I'm having this winter, it is, and I can tell you, every time I get off that table, my body feels better and different. My face is flush. My head is working. I mean, the blood is pushing through your body at four times the normal pressure.
It probably started to feel good now because it had to be freaky at the beginning, wasn't it?
I've had 17 of the first 35. I'm going to try to do 70 between now and then.
Describe it exactly. Describe it.
You're on a table. EECP. We got to actually have a link. Didn't we put a link up to Global Cardio when
no.
Sarah was on? Let's do that, Richie. Okay?
Well, when she was on, I think we did.
Yeah.
My God, man, your head's going to blow off, though.
Your body take a lot of pressure. The essence of what happens, for those of you who have problems with, and I don't have a serious problem. I had Dr. Ken notice last year when I had my physical that when I'd been on the treadmill for 14 minutes at 145 beats, the pulse rate was twice what it normally is for about 14 minutes. Jump off the table, get on their cot, and they do an ultrasound of your heart. And so when they got the one side of the heart in their focus, noticed it wasn't working quite the way it normally does because it looked like there was something wrong with the capillaries that were feeding that part of the heart. So Ken says, go get EECP. And I didn't find a place to get it done last year, so this year I'm getting it done. And it is an extraordinary experience. And most people who have looked at it, the people who are going, I mean, I'm the healthiest guy in the joint. There's a guy, you weigh yourself every day as you go in before you take the... Because you usually lose a half a pound of water in the whole... You know, it's pushing your lymph nodes. Not only is it pushing blood around, but it's pushing your system. And you eliminate more. Sometimes you have to get up during the course of the hour to go take a pee. So there's one guy who weighed 449 pounds.
Wow.
Who was next to me on the table. He can't walk. He's got a walker. He's probably 60 years old. And he is more of the typical type of person who goes in there because the doctors don't want him and others like him to have the operation because he's not a good candidate for open heart surgery or for bypass because he's too damn big. So they put him on, and they see the same results. That's why a lot of the hardcore cardio surgeons don't want you to have this process because it eliminates the need for your, you know, being opened up like a chicken. When you have these bypass operations, you know, you have sometimes six months to recuperate and all feel like you're back together again.
Yeah. They're cutting open your sternum. I mean, they're actually cutting open that big bone in your chest there.
Yeah.
Ooh,
all right. So anyway, exercise boosts your children's grades. Let's see here. What else? I guess I'm summarizing a lot of the things that I found this week that were good, and I think that's a pretty good summary of... There are probably 150 good things that I could dig out. And I sort of do this to put your brain into a good place. All right, these things are good, that's good, this is good. Is this good? Think about this for a second. There is a proposal by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that borrowers only be required to make a 5% down payment in order to qualify for a loan.
Hmm.
The proposal.
No, it's not.
Well, just whether it is or it isn't. One of the people voting in the Senate said, upon looking at this bill, quote, passage of such a requirement would restrict home ownership to only those who can't afford it.
Duh.
Didn't we go through this before?
About what?
This is why we are here.
Yeah, and
this
you know
why
what?
We're here.
Look at this. The New York Times headline today. Headline, front page of the New York Times, Roberta. The Securities and Exchange Commission has looked at the large banks in a different way than it's looked at the small banks. In other words, they are avoiding tough sanctions and tough treatment of the big banks and going after the smaller ones because
Why?
They're easy to push around.
Yeah.
The big banks are not easy to push around. They're getting away with more and more stuff. Small bank, like my little Framingham bank that I've been in for since I was 8 years old. They have auditors in there every single week looking at loans, looking at their business, asking them why this, why that, why something else. And yet, if
why
you
don't they
to,
say to the auditors, because you, the government, forced me to make these loans?
Well, they may or may not. I'm not sure they have. No, that's not the way this bank operates. In fact, this bank doesn't have connections to the government like most others. They don't sell off their portfolio. They keep it all in-house. They manage the loans themselves. Very unusual. Most of these banks sell
off.
But
laws were passed that made them have to give loans.
No, they didn't. The people here did not. They didn't do that. There wasn't a requirement. It allowed it to happen. It didn't require
it.
It
was a requirement.
It was a requirement. These guys.
And this is why they bundled up all of these loans and sold them.
No, they sold them because the guys on Wall Street could make a bundle on selling these things to hedge funds. They didn't require them.
But they did. Absolutely, they
said, they
did.
This is a way to make a lot of money, so give them to whoever wants
wrong.
Them. Well, show me where I'm wrong. I'm interested to see that.
I'll send it to you.
I know it's important that you be right and I be wrong.
Well, it's important that we be right.
No, it isn't.
Where
does it say it's important for us to be right?
I'll send you the story.
It's important for us to have
my code of ethics.
Right. It's important for us to have a good, strong listenership, Richie. That's what's important. And sometimes you get that by telling stories that are meaningful.
That sounds
good. Yeah, it sounds good story. I could just easily make up a story about somebody that you don't know. You wouldn't know whether I was telling you the truth or not. But it was a good, interesting story. Doug tells a good story. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire.
Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stations in advance of the Sunday extravaganza. So this weekend they're going to be playing this single at the top of every hour on every one of their music stations, Richie. Do you know that?
No,
no matter what the format, this gets played at the top of the hour. I think there's a little deal going on there.
Maybe something.
Payola doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. You know, I think I like this better than some of her other new stuff, but it's still just...
It's...
Not as
it's
good
computer
as the
generated.
Old
it's pop.
Yeah.
How does she perform this sort of thing on stage? Then, if it's computer generated, how like she'll be on the front
I give it a
on
five
stage
because you can't dance to it.
Oh no, that's what you can do. Is this is danceable?
What you said? What Richie? I didn't hear what you said.
I give it a five because I don't think
five
you can
out
dance
of 10?
To it. Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean? Of course you can dance
this is,
to it.
Yeah, that's what they dance in clubs nowadays.
Absolutely.
Old Padja.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a dance number.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah, well, what do you do? Like country music dancing or
Jennifer,
ballroom
she's
dancing?
You.
I know. I do country.
How do you dance to this?
Dancing.
How do you dance to this?
I would totally dance to this.
Yeah, listen to the beat behind it. That's a classic disco dance beat.
Exactly.
Well, she is.
But this is what the clubs play when you're in the clubs.
Madonna is 53 years old. We were wondering how old she was yesterday. 53 years old. And love, at least from the Clear Channel folks, all of every single radio station in their arsenal that plays any kind of music is playing this song every hour from now until Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday. By the way, Roberta, you'll be happy to know that the boss won our poll yesterday.
Yes!
When it came to favorite performer at halftime, he won for his performance in 2009.
Maybe because I voted 2000 times.
Right. That's exactly. What we thought. Yeah. That's the poll today, who do you want
to
see win the Super Bowl this
Giants.
Weekend? The Patriots, the Giants, or you just hope it's a
Giants.
Good game? Okay, so here we have a couple of elements for your consideration and your response at 800-510-8255. Who was it that said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing, having to do with football? Who, as we confront the reality of the football season being over on Sunday, who was it, what person associated with football said, winning isn't everything,
winning.
It's the only thing? Yes, that famous coach, Charlie Sheen, said that. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Who said that? 800-510-8255. And from the New York, let this be a lesson to you department, Roberta. Remember the XFL? How many people remember the XFL?
I do. That was Vince McMahon's
Extreme football league. Right, exactly. It was the way football was supposed to be played, supposedly. And I believe... That the same day that the XFL was announced, the New England Patriots beat the St. Louis Rams 20-17. So that's the lesson for New Yorkers. Patriots beat St. Louis, weren't they? They were about the same going into the game, supposedly, and they beat them by 3 points. That's what will happen this weekend, I predict, Roberta. 28 after on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancel.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
See what other nuggets you got laying around.
I love that word. That is the best word on
nuggets.
Nuggets.
It's nugget time on Good Day.
I know a guy named his dog Nugget.
Three after the hour.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a nugget for you. Ready?
All right, fire away.
All right. You know my friend Tony Paradiso. I love him like a brother.
No, I do not
know
him.
I know Tony. I do. Yeah.
Okay,
I know
Jennifer does.
Tony
like
is a
Tony.
Wonderful human being. He's got a great family, and I am happy to call him one of my best friends in life. Not many men. I have a few men in my life, Richie and Edgar and Donald and the people that are here with me on the farm.
You have a lot of men in your life.
Yeah, but I don't have men, your father. I don't have a lot of men that I say that I loved. I mean, I don't have a lot of friends that I would say that I was really, but more, I guess, as I get older, I do have more. And I guess that's a refreshing thing. In order to be a friend, you've got to, in order to be a good friend, it's got to be a two-way street. You have to give as well as get. People can give you their love and attention, and the best thing about love is that it doesn't have to be reciprocated. That's not why you give it. Real love is can be a one-way street. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because Tony just sent me a picture of his niece, Michela Maria Paradiso. This is a real Italian family.
Oh,
if you knew the names, Roberta, of all the people in Tony's family, very strong Italian family.
Give it to me again.
Michela Maria Paradiso.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
That's good.
All right. Is it Michela or Michaela?
Well, maybe Michaela. Tony's probably listening
it's
right
probably
now.
It's probably Michaela.
It may be Michaela. He'll call me or send me an email and tell me how to
Either way, it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, that's a wonderful name. And she's a very attractive, cute kid. The reason he sent me the story is because he's so proud of her. She just signed with, in a sense, this is interesting how they put it. She signed a four-year deal with Ohio State, free ride, because she is a really terrific soccer player. He has a couple of nieces that are really good soccer players. So Michela signed a full ride 4 years at OSU to play soccer. So I sent him back a note. My note to him was, I would not let anybody that I love play soccer.
Or go to Ohio State.
Or go to Ohio State, right.
Because obviously he knows about your thing with helmets, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
About protecting your brain.
He's been on that one from the first
day. Let me ask you this.
Yes,
soccer's pretty safe, though.
We just talked the other day.
You get a head butt with a ball at 40 miles an hour. That's
so we just talked the other day that you and your kids were still paying off their student loans of $150,000.
Yeah.
Let's say that Megan and Brendan had come to you. Knowing what you know now,
it is Richie being
and
a
said
there.
And said, I don't know if you know, just proposing
I didn't know it,
a circumstance, and said, "Hey, Dad, I've got a full scholarship." No, I say, knowing what you know now, knowing how much it cost you, and knowing what
I would
soccer
say,
does.
No, you can't have the. I would borrow the money and pay for them to go to school.
You would not let them
play
soccer.
No, I wouldn't. Nope.
Really?
Not with what I know about.
What if they really, really
love
it?
I don't want my children to have a short life because they get hit in the head with a bunch of soccer balls at 40 miles an hour.
Would you like a long, miserable life or a short, rewarding one? There's your question for the day.
What makes you think their life long will be miserable?
I'm just saying, what if their passion in life?
You let your son get ink all over his body.
Well, I don't let my son's an adult. He didn't do that when he was he didn't start doing that till he was over the age of consent. He didn't need my permission to put
he didn't have to sign the form.
Mother's stuff all over his body. I know that all that stuff is all about his mother. Anyway, I find it interesting. We all have different values, and that's what makes the world an interesting place. This girl will be revered. Beautiful. These are beautiful kids. Very. Just absolutely outstanding athletes in a number of different ways. But we have different values. And that's not bad. It just is the way it is. So I'm sure that some of my friends at Heidelberg will be giving it to me in the shins when I see them in a week or two. But that's just the way I feel. And everybody knows it. So I just
Has anybody ever tickled to you in the shins?
Is there a soccer team at Heidelberg? Is there a student princes soccer team?
Well, it would have to be the student princesses. Do you have female sports? Are you guys the student princesses?
You know what? I dare to admit this? I don't know.
We need an investigation.
You've got Troja's number, Richie?
No, I don't. Jimmy. Oh, you know, Russ is listening. Russ, call us.
Yeah, Russ
or
will know.
Send me an
Russ
email or something.
Sports, yeah. I don't really know.
I need to know. Female sports?
No, we have big deal. Well, the female sports.
He's just not sure whether they call them the princes or the princesses.
No. I don't remember whether we have a soccer team. I honestly don't. I know we have great baseball teams and good basketball teams. And we even had a
women's
football
team. I can see the soccer team picketing the next board meeting. Stephen out.
Occupy Tiffin.
They'll be beating you in the head with soccer balls. Thump.
All this is a less than subtle promotion for those of you who are looking. And you know how the non-state applications to Penn State down 39 or 40%? And there's the people that make it easier for the people in state to go to Penn State because they pay the full...
When they did apply, don't shower.
Yeah. I missed that one.
They don't
dare go into the shower. Can be a little nasty, Jennifer, but funny still. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Penn State applications, out-of-state Penn State applications, down about 40%. And so I'm just thinking to myself, what are we doing at Heidelberg to grab those people? Pennsylvania, next state to Ohio? Well, all those people would have a better education coming to Heidelberg anyway. So those of you who are looking around, you want to investigate heidelberg.edu, okay? And I say it lovingly, but it's true. We have a great group of people there, and the school's been in existence for over 150 years. It's not like we just opened the door. It's not like the University of Phoenix.
You need to change the name, though.
Heidelberg University?
No.
For the student princes? I've had that fight, and I lost, so I've given
especially
up.
If the girls' teams are the student princesses, because I'm going to say...
I don't know whether they are or they aren't, but I know that they...
Myself.
We've never referred to...
You can go to Penn State and be a Lion.
Yeah.
Or you can go to
Heidelberg
and be a student prince. Which one do you
think? I think we do call
vicious
them
prince. Let's just say vicious.
Yeah. All right, I'll find if somebody's listening. Somebody has to be listening. You know who probably wouldn't call? Rob Huntington, who's the president, he listens. He loves Roberta.
Yes, you do have soccer teams, men's soccer.
Aw.
Russ and
he loves
sent me the.
He absolutely loves the tune. He has gone
to have a women's soccer team.
We have a women's soccer
team.
He sent
me the links. The student princesses?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
The student princess I?
Doug.
Yes, Rich. I can't be expected in order.
Two of the players were all Ohio Athletic Conference.
Awesome. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Russ is on top of all of that. He's big on the Heidelberg. All the sports. In Tiffin, as a matter of fact.
It doesn't say whether they are the student princesses.
Come on, Russ, tell us the scoop. What's the name?
Anyway, well, we'll find out. I'll get to the bottom of that. I get involved in much more esoteric conversations there than these sorts of things. Yeah, esoteric. Anyway,
I'm going to look that up in
Rob,
my dictionary, and I'll be right back.
Rob loves the Queen of Cheap. So we'll get to, before he gets to his office, we'll get to that.
This is for Rob, yes.
Yes, all right. In the meantime, Rita is listening in Albuquerque on the Kiva. Hi, Rita, how are you?
Good morning, just fine, thank you.
That's nice to hear. So who is responsible for saying winning isn't everything, it's the only thing?
That would be Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi was the head coach of the Green Bay Packers for how long? Woo-hoo. Anybody know?
Oh, my gosh, forever.
Yeah.
That is so hot that you know that, Rita. I just want to say.
I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin, so I grew up in Wisconsin, and I couldn't have gotten this wrong. And I actually met Vince Lombardi in the 60s.
Yeah, cool.
Uh-huh.
Did your husband play football?
No.
Did your children play football?
They did not. I really encouraged tennis if there was a sport, and I wanted them to be in music. I thought being in the band was more exciting than playing the sport.
Yeah. I just wonder...
Can I correct you guys, though?
Okay, Richard.
Vince Lombardi is famous for that quote,
mm-hmm.
but he did not... It's originally attributed to a guy named Red Sanders from UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think anybody cares?
Well, are you going to get it right, or are you just going to tell another lie?
I told you that before. I'm not telling a lie. He said that.
He did say that.
He said winning isn't everything. I didn't ask you who the first person was to say it. I asked who said it, fully understanding that people would remember Vince Lombardi and not that doofus that you just brought up, who nobody knows. Red Sanders. Who is Red Sanders, and why would I care?
He's a UCLA football coach.
Who cares?
Who originally
UCLA,
said, winning isn't everything.
Who
it's
thinks
the
about,
only thing.
When you think about football, nobody even thinks about Los Angeles because they don't have a team, but
pretty
a professional
much,
team.
No, you're right
so
there.
So nobody thinks about the UCLA team. UCLA is great in many respects. One of the greatest colleges my daughter's going to be teaching there starting this summer. It's a great school. But they aren't known for football. Even I, who knows nothing about football, knows UCLA. They call them the Bruins, right? Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah, the
right.
UCLA Bruins.
Right. Yeah.
They used to have. They had a couple of good years.
Yeah,
Heidelberg could beat the
lately.
Bruins. Heidelberg, probably Tiffin High School, could beat the Bruins. That's how bad their football team is.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I know. They just drafted some good players. It's a big deal on the news this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
No problem.
All
they're coming back, all right?
You're right. Rita, what else do you want us to know about you and your lovely life?
Well, I'm going to root for the Patriots on Sunday.
Good for
my
you.
Daughter,
okay.
Patty, and her husband, Richie, live in Boston.
Oh, do they?
And, in fact, Patty works for a biotech firm in Framingham, so I've
really?
Been
Gen
a little
X?
Familiar with Framingham.
She worked for Gen X?
You know, I think so, but
yeah,
I...
Gen X is a big biotech firm here, yeah.
I shouldn't... They just recently merged the company she
yes.
worked for.
Yep, no, it's Gen X. It was a French...
Okay.
Merged with a French company.
Yeah, yep. We don't get you anymore in Albuquerque.
You will, you know starting that? As soon as Larry... When is there, Larry Aaron's
Larry
coming.
Larry Aaron's?
Yeah, as soon as he comes on, I'm coming back.
Oh, excellent.
All
yeah,
right.
He's on at 8 o'clock, so
yeah, he'll
I
be
listen
on
to
at
you
7.
On my computer now.
I'm supposedly going to be back on at 7. The new guy bought the station, and he did some things, and now Larry's coming back, and I think that that's
cool.
how it's going to work
out. Oh, that's
out.
Great, because yeah. we love you down here.
I'm glad you do. I love you, Rita, too. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Let's get to a dumpster dive for the Queen of Cheap routine.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
Freebie Friday.
Dumpster dive.
Freebie Friday.
has free tickets to UCLA football games today.
Yeah, right.
She doesn't have free tickets to the Heidelberg games, though.
What I've got is a lot of free stuff for Valentine's Day. Listen up, guys. It's February 3rd. Valentine's Day is, you know, a little over 10 days. You better start getting ready, and don't forget it, because otherwise you will be in the doghouse, and I'm not getting you out of it. Yeah. So here's some free stuff. Free e-cookbook, special dinners for two. You want to impress a girl? Cook for her. And then another free e-cookbook, sweets for your sweet. You got the desserts afterwards. You got a free kids e-book called I Love You Valentine. Now, isn't that romantic? Read it to your Valentine. Don't leave it for the kids. This weekend, some lot free food for you. Chevy's has kids meals Saturday and Sunday free.
Isn't it Chevy's?
Chevy's. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As long as Rich wants us to correct everything, that's wrong.
Usually Tuesday, kids are free at Chevy's Fresh Next, but this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, they also eat free. And also this weekend, don't forget Burger King.
It's called Chevy's.
Chevy's. Burger King has free onion rings this weekend as well. Just go over to the Burger King Facebook page and you'll get the coupon for it. Free Valentine's Day Redbox rental for a friend. Not for you, but for a friend. So you can send it to your lady friend, and after you have dinner and dessert and you read her the children's book on I Love You, you can watch a movie. Mm-hmm. Build your own keepsake box at Home Depot for kids 9 to 12. They can build something for mom for Valentine's Day, or even for dad if you want. We have a free Lego lemonade stand this weekend at the Toys R Us from 12 to 2. And this, I'm using this because I'm repainting a new apartment that I'm going into. You can get a free 2-ounce sample of Benjamin Moore paints. You just have to bring it to a Benjamin Moore store, the coupon that's on DougStephan.com, and you get these little jars of paint. And like, I printed out like 5 of them, and I'm bringing them to different Benjamin Moore stores because I want different colors to see how it looks on the wall. So all this will be out on DougStephan.com. And we also have another way to save money from a company called VitaCost.com with a program they're calling Mominomics, which is mom plus economics. So it's how to really save money and really save lots of time too when you're buying household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural and organic foods. And even the better part, you get this stuff at up to 50% off, and $49 order gets you shipped to your door free. You don't pay a penny for it to be delivered to you. You get almost half off. You get everything you need. It's Mominomics. I love it.
She loves it.
Student princes are only student princes. They are no princesses. Yeah. And they are named after the German operetta of the same name, reminding us of our historic roots in German culture.
Russ. Reading the Heidelberg homepage?
Russ Snyder sent it to me.
Thank you, Russ.
In a minute, Jennifer talks about Three's Company, the Partridge Family, and the Brady Bunch, right after this.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
All right, Rich, got a quick story here on Suzanne Summers. Our video of the day, in fact, is about
apparently, Suzanne Summers has an online YouTube television show, and she invited Joyce DeWitt, her co-star from Three's Company, to join her. They haven't spoken in 30 years since the show was gone. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was some scuffle between the three of them, and this was the first time that that they have talked. It was a little bit uncomfortable to watch, and we have the video at DougStephan.com if you want to see it.
But both of them look awesome.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers looks great.
So what's going on with Barry Williams and Danny Bonaducci, Jennifer?
Another story up at DougStephan.com today. This is a fun one. TV legends Danny Bonaducci from The Partridge Family, Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch. They're going to star in a new sci-fi original movie called Bigfoot. It was produced in Seattle, and also in the show, Howard Hessman from Head of the Class, Sherilyn Finn from Twin Peaks, Andrew Royo from The Wire, and Alice Cooper.
Really?
Are all in this. I mean, that's a fun cast. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
Greg
cool.
Grunberg has a new sci-fi movie that's coming out, too. Sort of a bunch of people just like this in it.
Oh, fun.
51 after the hour and good day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At bestfares.com about Valentine's promotions, travel, some really good deals, so we'll get to them. Stand by. Important news for travelers here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket, and I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Tom Parsons here from BestFares.com with special Valentine's promotions. If you're looking for a way to impress a lady for Valentine's Day, what do you have that's an over-the-top kind of experience, Tom?
Right now, I still think if you're trying to get a trip, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, I still think the cheapest market we've had because of the warm winter has been Florida. especially in the Fort Lauderdale, where it's been a steady 80 degrees, and why not hit a beach and go for the weekend? So
now, if you want to rent a car, you don't want to be going to Florida. I've never seen prices as crazy as they are in Florida for cars.
Well, all over the country. I mean, when we see around spring break, I mean, we looked at Phoenix, for example, $582. This is for a subcompact.
Hey.
And Fort Lauderdale, $514. Orlando, $500. This is for a subcompact. And what families try to do, they always try to rent those little cars. But then if you got a family of four and you got suitcases, it reminds me of, the Barnum Bailey Circus, you know, with a lot of clowns jumping into a car and trying to, stack everything up. And so what we have today, though, this is pretty cool. Yeah. And I don't usually talk a lot about car rentals, but you can get either an intermediate SUV, and it starts at almost anywhere in the United States, and you can also pick them up locally. So if you downsize your car over the last few years, but you're taking four or five kids on maybe a spring break, but driving, this is still a good deal because in Orlando, with all taxes and all, it comes out at $230. You save about $280 by going to the bigger car. And if you want a big SUV, you pay $10 more the whole week. San Francisco, you're saving $341 for taking the SUV versus a small subcompact. And it's like that all over the country. And if you're, but you can also pick them up locally. So if you're, if you live in Dallas or Boston or somewhere, you can just pick up the car at a local Avis, and you'll save some money on those processing fees at the airport, and be able to pack up the kids and go somewhere in comfort. So the other one we got ending this weekend, I think it's going to end this weekend, is the 20% off Virgin America, and that's a good travel certificate, and they're adding Philadelphia nonstop service April 4th, I think it is. But when we were looking airfares, all taxes included from Boston, let's say, L.A. is $228, San Francisco is $228, and then Las Vegas is coming in at $249, Seattle is $249. That's after taxes. That's with all the security taxes and everything. Chicago's got to have the best deal with this one. It's L.A. is coming in as low as $148 round trip to L.A., all taxes. And then Dallas to San Francisco and all those is about...
What airline is this?
This is Virgin America, very nice airline.
Yeah.
It's good from now through June 15th. You need to get the certificate, and we do have the link on there, and it's a promo code right there. You must have a Visa credit card.
It's amazing. The American used to be really the champ in Chicago. An example that you're talking about, because I just confronted a situation where they've created a problem that wasn't a problem before. They used to run 9 flights a day from L.A. to Chicago. They're now down to 5.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're still fighting in Chicago, to tell you the truth. I mean, they look like they're going to fight for Dallas, Miami, New York, and L.A., but they said Chicago, too.
Yeah.
I think you're not going to see very much point-to-point service like San Jose to Austin service.
Yeah, okay? No, it's all about the hubs.
Yeah.
All right, Tom Parsons got the deals. Check him out at DougStephan.com.